You are listening to The Bugcast, episode 540.
Podcast is recorded in front of a live chat room audience.
Stealing glances from a distance, never thought that I would be the one you'd wanna hold and sing with every night.
When I saw your face and heard your voice, I never thought that we would dance and fall in love. So call me crazy if you want, but let's get married.
Whoa, let's get married.
Whoa,
let's get married.
Whoa,
whoa,
let's get married.
Whoa, let's get married.
Whoa,
let's get married.
Whoa,
whoa. Chasing shadows for a while until we finally found the door that let us see the you and me the lights were shining on.
Some would scoff and stare at us, and some would laugh and cry, and others asked our age and wage and raised their eyebrows in surprise. So let's get married.
Whoa, let's get married.
Whoa,
let's get married.
Whoa,
whoa.
We are young and full of love and don't have much at all, but we know something more than age and wages tell you where you are. Let's get married.
Whoa, 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 whoa.
Let's get married.
Whoa,
we're gonna get married.
Whoa,
let's get married.
Whoa.
Hello, good evening. I am eking this out because I am not quite prepared. That was the Grey Havens with Let's Get Married from Crystal Lake in Illinois. It centres around husband and wife Dave and Licia Radford. Since their beginning in 2013, their projects have been hailed as an imaginative treatment of faith, having a visionary quality that's both playful and enraptured. We played them before, but back on show 331, so a little while ago now. And you can find out more by checking out thegreyhavenmusic.com.
Awesome. I thought we'd played them more recently than that. Because that was like 4 years ago.
Mm.
Interesting.
I found that in a playlist called Folk, Folk, Folk.
Oh, okay. We've played a few of their tracks.
We have.
Four times. Anyway. So, welcome. It is the Bugcast 540. On tonight's show, we have a rather spiffingly fantastic mix of Creative Commons music. And at this moment in time, not a lot to talk about, but I'm sure that will change as we go through the show, as it invariably does. So let's crack on. This is Honeychrome with Boomerang.
Got some feelings, yeah, I'm into you. Oh my god, now what am I gonna do? Sexy, be my baby, be my lover, drive me crazy. Pause, switch focus. I'm in love, but I won't let you know this. Let go of it, and do my thing. And I know you come back like a boomerang. I let go.
go of it, do my thing, and I know you come back like a boomerang. Let go of it, do my thing, and I know you come back to me like a boomerang. Texting, see you typing, oh, it's exciting. Losing it, can't sweat it. I don't want you to think that I'm desperate. So I chill, hang with my friends. Or on my mind, run around my head. Let go of it, and do my thing. And I know you come back like a boomerang. Boomerang, boomerang. I let go of it, do my thing. And I know you come back like a boomerang. Let go of it, do my thing, and I know you come back to me like a boomerang. Oh, like a boomerang. Like a boomerang, 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 like a boomerang. Let go of it, do my thing, and I know you come back to me like a boomerang. I let go of it, do my thing, and I know you come back. I know you come back. Come on. My thing, and I know you come back to me like a boomerang. Oh, like a boomerang. Like a boomerang, 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 like a boomerang. Let go of it, do my thing, and I know you come back to me like a boomerang. Like a boomerang, like a boomerang, like a boomerang, like a boomerang. Let go of it, do my thing, and I know you come back, back, come back to me, come back, back. Let go of it, do my thing, and I know you come back to me like a boomerang. Oh, like a boomerang. I let go of it, do my thing, and I know you come back like a boomerang. Oh, like a boomerang. Let go of it, do my thing, and I know you come back to me like a boomerang.
Spend time finding new music and chat. Take two bottles into the shower. Not me. I just want to hear new music and go. So I download the podcasts of The Budcast, Waffle and Go. Independent and Creative Commons music and award-winning hosts in one show. The Budcast, Waffle and Go leaves my ears fully satisfied and entertained. New music and chat? Not me. Now I just waffle and go. Independent new music and complete waffle in one. The Budcast, Waffle and Go. Available at any time at thebudcast.org.
I'm all those who make
was Into M with Stay Wild. From Gatchina in Russia, we have played their track Begging on show 460. Their bio says that they do not limit themselves, concentrating on any one style, and they do not try to copy anyone. And you can find out more by checking vk.com/intuimrock.
Oh, VK, yes, of course, that's the Russian, kind of the Russian Facebook type thing. And before that, you heard Honeychrome with Boomerang. First time we've played Honeychrome on the show. That was a flirtatious pop song. Right, that came out really badly, and I do apologise. A flirtatious pop song.
Did you say plop song?
I did say plop song, didn't mean to. About a new crush. Honeychrome says, "My mission is to use music, dance, art, and sound energy to heal the world. I share my truth through music in an effort to show you that you are not alone. You can get back in touch with your true self. The more people that become one with themselves, the faster we will move towards peace on earth." This was a single release on Jamendo from September of 2018, and you can find out more about Honeychrome, who is from Brooklyn in New York, over at honeychrome.net.
Excellent.
Awesome stuff. Right, let's have a quick nosy in our chat room and see who is listening to us live right now over at thebugcast.org/live.
So, Gregorio SWVP, Heed. Name the reference?
I don't know, but Heed isn't Scottish.
No, but Heed was said in a film starring Mike Myers.
Austin Powers.
No, So I Married an Ex-Murderer. Oh, not okay. That I'm... Sorry, it's just my how my head works. John the Nice Guy, K5 Tux, Shy Mega, Taquito, and Yannick.
I'm sure that Mike Myers said the word Heed in the character whose name I can't really say on this show in Austin Powers.
Probably did, but in So I Married an Axe Murderer, there was a lad with really tall ginger hair, and he shouted him, "Mind your Heed," because his head was in front
Mind
of
your
the
Heed.
Yes.
Yeah, probably. Awesome. Well, thank you, everybody who is listening to us live right now. Much appreciated, as always. Cool. Right. So we're going to crack on with another couple of bits of music, and then we'll give you an update of how our November projects are going. So next up, we have another track from Luke Hash. This is Drowning.
Please. Hi, my name's Rowley, and when I'm wandering the streets of London aimlessly, I love to listen to the podcast. Ooh, a rioter.
They say I'm just too old to start something new. They say I can change the world and build something new.
Was In Myths with Start Something New from Portugal, from Lisbon even, in Portugal. In Myths sets out to develop a very personal take on alt-folk, as portrayed by their album Scarcity. Singer and songwriter Hugo Almeida brings acoustic guitars to the forefront, aided by a solid rhythm section and topped by warm and soothing vocals, offering a fitting folk songwriting approach with a modern alternative rock twist. multi-instrumentality nature certainly deserves a careful listen. If you want to find out more, check out inmiffs.com.
Awesome. I really like that track a lot. Before that, you heard Luke Cash with his track Drowning. And that was another track, yet another track, should I say, taken from Luke Cash's 2018 album release, Ghosts. You can find out more about Luke Cash over at lukecash.com.
Excellent.
Simple as. Right, so I thought it would be a good moment, because there's only a week of November left, to give an update on our November projects. So, Caroline, you're doing two drawing projects at the moment.
Yes, I am.
I understand.
I am doing Coal Ember. So, Coal Ember is a series of prompts, and the only rule is you can't you've got to use pencils or coloured pencils or charcoals, whatever. It's got to be pencil based. And the other one is November, and the rule there was choose a theme, stick to it. So my theme is cows and digital.
Cows.
Digital cows. So every day there's been a prompt, and it's all been cow related. So as an example, one of the prompts was cloud. So I had a cow floating in the air with some balloons in the clouds. One was wood, and I had I'd drawn a wooden cow with all the cow parts.
Cow parts?
As in, what bits the rib, what bits the
leg, of course.
There's been all sorts. There was smoke, so I did a hipster cow, smoking a pipe. Ancient, so I did Hathor, which is the Egyptian goddess, who's also to do with cows. Scale, so I had a big chunky cow on one side of a scale and a hand dropping of a small cow in the other side to try and balance the scales. I liked my craft one. So for craft, I drew a piece of paper, lined piece of paper, and it was like a cow had been stuck on there with bits of sellotape and pipe cleaners for legs with crayons and whatnot, and I had like little bits of pieces around the edge. Waste. What does a cow do if it has waste? Literally has a poo. Hide.
Yeah, that was a disturbing picture.
Hide. So the cow's hiding behind a car. And the most recent one was Murph. So I'm up to date. I've done both of them. And the only one I've signed up for in December is Character.
They're just making these up.
Yeah, but it's just a way of keeping it on, keeping going. And I'm enjoying it. I have noticed, though, my pencil traditional style is quite simplistic, childlike, whereas my digital ones are starting to get a lot more refined.
Does that make sense? Nothing wrong with that, though, is there?
No. I'm just saying it's just the different types of styles that I am.
Mm. Well, if it works for you, so. And then on my side, I have produced 23 episodes in 23 days, so I'm very much on track of what I wanted to achieve in this month. I'm really pleased with it. It's gone really well. And unlike when I did Napo Pomo 2 years ago, I'm not struggling as I did then.
No, I've not been struggling at all with these challenges. What I have often done, though, is I sometimes do them the night before, so they're ready for that next day, because that's just how it's flown. Mm. I did forget to mention one thing, though.
What's that?
Today is a very special anniversary. 3 years to the day that I started at Efficiency North.
Oh, okay. Well, congratulations on your work anniversary.
Yes.
Indeed. Well, my 3 years at my current location is looming. As is my 25 years with the company. That's not that far away. Next July. Start to feel very old. You know, when you're going around a room and saying, I know, I am so-and-so from this department and I've been with the company X number of months or, you know, 4 or 5 years and so on. You've been here 8 years. Wow. And then, yeah, 24 and a half years. Yeah, embarrassing. Yes, yeah, so I'm very much on track to finish the project as I intended to.
So you've been with the company for more than half of your existence?
Yes, I did actually work out the exact point. It was a date in May of, I think it was 2016, where I had been with the company exactly half of my life.
Uh-huh.
Which is quite disturbing.
I should probably also give a nod to Sunday.
Oh yes, you're doing some running,
the Doncaster 10K. Not very well prepared for it, but I'll have a crack.
I'll send someone to come and pick you up.
Apparently, I'll get a vegetarian quiche and a hot chocolate if I make it.
Very nice. Makes a change from the Mars bar that you tend to get. Yes.
It does look like a flatter course, so I might be quicker than usual because there's not the general.
I think it's supposed to be a flatter course. That's kind of the draw of it, the purpose of it.
There is a small incline up Bennettthorpe, and there's a small incline towards the water tower near Armthorpe, but then that means it's all downhill for the last.
Is that where it goes kilometers. Up towards the road where the hospital is?
Yes.
Town Moor.
Yes, you go so far. Double back, and then it's just literally a straight run down the road and you're there.
I think that's possibly the road we drove along the other week.
Probs.
Anyway, thank you for your second interruption. I'll go back to what I was talking about. And I've actually got three interviews to publish. One of them I'm going to be publishing tomorrow morning. And then another one on Monday, another one on Wednesday. So if you want to have a listen to those, then you can go to my show feed, which you can find at thelovebug.org/pod. Link will be in the show notes for this show, obviously. But I'm asking myself the question. I mean, Caroline's already said she's already planning for December. I'm asking myself the question what I'm going to do from this point forward. And I'm not going to carry on with the daily show. That's just not really sustainable.
Especially on December.
Yeah.
I mean that in the greatest respect, because drawing I can do anywhere.
Exactly.
To do a show, you've got to be in a specific place. Well,
no, you don't.
You still have to do all the editing and getting it ready.
Yes.
And...
although, Jonathan has been doing Napo Pomo, and he's doing everything from his phone. Absolutely everything end to end. So it is possible. But I'm not going to be doing a daily show, but I am going to carry on in some way, shape, or form with a solo project, because I'm enjoying this and it's something that I can do and I'm getting good feedback from it. So I've actually asked on my, I think it was yesterday's or possibly day before show, for names of what I could call the show going forward, which needs to have a brand. And I've thought about calling it the Angry Yorkshireman, because I'm very good at ranting on my shows. But then I had two people come back to me the same day and say, you're not angry, so that doesn't work. So
but you're not always angry.
No, exactly. But something that I got via email today from Steve, actually, and I really like this, and I think this might be the winner. Because I start every one of my Napo Pomo episodes with a slurp from my coffee, the suggestion is to call it Dave's Big Slurp. So I am very much considering calling it the Big Slurp.
Oh, I just had an idea.
Okay.
How long are these shows going to be?
As long as they need to be.
Because it's kind of similar to your slurp.
Go on.
Dave's Moist Moments.
No. But there has to be a certain element of seriousness to it. And Moist Moments, that's just...
The Daily Day? Oh, no, it's not going to be daily, is it?
I can't even believe you suggested that. That's just awful.
Well, if you're on about Dave being angry as well, Dave's discharge.
Oh, stop it.
Discharging your opinion. Oh, I'm just going to stop now because I'm being silly.
I'm going to turn your microphone off in a minute. Introduce your next song.
The Dave's Rave.
No. So I have to like do the whole push up the dance.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is it not you introducing the next pair?
Oh yeah. This is Ping Pong Club with their track Ecstatic.
Friday nights, 9:30 p.m. UK time at thebookcast.org.
Carry me, angel. Yes, I could and should. All this chattering she's been picturing a realistic possibilities.
Baby!
Can't remember much. How could something so empty get? so far, and every little piece of you is digging into my heart. Well, the answer lies beneath the last cigarette and underneath the sheets of empty sex. Of an angel. Said a man slipped loose cause she couldn't stay faithful. Kissed the back of my neck two times and now I can't give her up. Legs so smooth wouldn't test my heart. Now every little piece of me is in the dark. Well, the answer lies beneath the last cigarette and underneath the sheets of empty. Excuse me, but don't accuse me.
And that was Jara with Hold Me Tonight from San Diego in California. We have played them before, and Dave said we've played tracks from the same album before.
Yes.
But we haven't played that one. Last played on show 401.
Which was my best of. It was a track called She Knows.
Yes. And you can find out more by checking out jaraofficial.com. Now, I nearly played one called Summer Something. I can't remember the name of it, which was nearly going to be my opener because it was such an umphy track, but it had a few swearies in. But at least they didn't do a Black Bones and I checked it first.
Yes, indeed. And before that, you heard the Ping Pong Club with their track Ecstatic, written by Muhammad Rizki and inspired by the Sufi figure Rumi, whose words were, "You are the universe in ecstatic motion." That motivated Rizki to write Ecstatic, as he imagined himself having some kind of a strange trip or experience. The scenes on the trip were glitchy, repeating over and over again, as if time stops and the world stops spinning. Feeling he needed to experience that exact moment again and again in order to find out whatever it is that he's seeking. It was quite deep and meaningful, that.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, they are from Bandung in Indonesia. Sorry, I had a complete brain fart then. And you can find out more about the band over at facebook.com/pingpongclubtheband.
Cool
indeed. So that was our last pair of songs, so I need to let you know, yes I do, that next week, the Bugcast episode 541 will be not recorded live because it is being hosted by Jonathan Ralph, who's standing in for us next week. So thank you to Jonathan in advance. Whether we will be replaying the show in the chat room on Friday night or not, I don't know, because it won't be me that's doing it. So we may or may not be playing the show, the recorded show, as if it's live. So whatever, it'll still be released as a podcast on the following Saturday morning. So keep an ear out for that, most definitely. And then we shall be back the week after, which will be the 7th of December as normal. And it's at that point I will give you more information on how you can vote for your favourite track of the year so far, which will be any track we've played since episode 505 to 549.
Excellent.
So details to follow. Don't forget, of course, you can visit our website at thebugcast.org for details on how to get in contact with us, leave us feedback, or find out the various ways that you can help support the show. There are loads of things that you can do, not just financially, to help support us. To be honest with you, the best thing you can do for us is tell others about us. Go up to people and say, hey, have you heard this podcast? It's flipping amazing. Go listen now.
Word.
Word. So we are going to leave you with a track by Olsen Saiter, who we have played before. He is from Ganderkesee. I don't know how you pronounce it, in Germany. And this track features the vocals of Radio on the Shelf. Olsen Saiter is defined, apparently, I don't know how true this is, as a person who does not belong to a particular group, a contender not expected to win, and a person who gets his own way. Now, I downloaded this track from CC Mixter, and the vocals, as I said, are provided by Radio on the Shelf, who actually released a version of the song that you're about to hear himself. He sang it, but he used some backing sound that someone else created for a completely different purpose. And as we've mentioned in many times before, that is the nature of how CC Mixter works. You publish bits of music and then other people pick it up and make other music out of it. And this is an absolutely brilliant song. So this song features acoustic guitars and a Squire steel string guitar. If you go to the source link, which will show you, which will be in the show notes, which links to CC Mixter, if you look on the right hand side, it'll take you through all of the samples that have been used, and you can link it through and pick up all the bits and where they've come from. So it's certainly worth checking that out. Find out more about Olsen Saiter at facebook.com/Olsen Saiter. Link will be in the show notes as always. So we shall leave you with Olsen Saiter featuring the vocals of Radio on the Shelf with their track Tracing My Steps. And we'll catch you next week.
Bye.
See ya.
Absolute beginners came to Georgetown. They were wearing Harris tweed and pork pie hats. They'd slit your throat and throw you gutter, but it's all you can expect from men like that. The bus is bound for Niles Bend Harbor. The ladies wear perfume to sky your nose, and the only way to reach them is to scare them. But of that you know little, I suppose. It's a magical and mystical performance you perambulate right down the road, with your pockets full of stardust and perfection, and Jesus on your side and in your soul. She had rings on every finger and 10 bracelets, some touch with powers given by a sage. He had contemplated giving her his wristwatch. Time for him had long since gone its way. In the back streets of the city, he would shuffle, spinning on his heels and chewing beef. He'd promise her he'd be a vegetarian, but he could not control his lust for meat. So he says you left the streets for greater glory, but others said that she was big with child.
whatever was the truth, it did not matter. He would hunt her down and cut her with his smile. Last time he was seen was by the pawn shop. He traded two gold teeth for a sack of corn, and he would plant it on the outskirts of the city as a warning that he would someday return. He said he never found her and he's still looking. It is said he searches rivers for some sign, but the truth is that he caught her down in Georgetown with a Spaniard who had left his wife behind.
Bugcast is streamed live at the Bugcast chat room every Friday at 9:30 p.m. UK time. Join hosts Dave and Caroline, along with the other listeners, in the live chat room to join in the fun.
Shut up!
You were listening to a member of the Other Side Podcast Network. Find more about our shows on otherside.network.